The Wrangell Assembly voted Monday night not to move forward with the Four Dam Pool divestiture plan. The plan would have allowed Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan to own the hydroelectric plants near Tyee and Swan Lakes. The City Energy Committee agreed last week that the Assembly should not move forward with the plan as long as all communities unanimously vote to agree to divest in 2014, not to take on any new debt, and approve SEPA's operations plan. Those changes were presented to representatives from Ketchikan and Petersburg during a teleconference later that week. Ketchikan agreed to all of the changes except the method of approval of the ops plan. They felt the ops plan should be decided by a supermajority vote. Petersburg felt the same way at first, but changed their minds after the teleconference. That may have been the precursor to Monday night's special meeting. Assembly members did not hold back on their feelings on the divestiture plan. Ernie Christian expressed concerns that Ketchikan would reap the benefits.
The way I see it, Ketchikan wants us to subsidize pay for the remaining intertie. Granted, that benefits them, it doesn't really benefit us. And another major concern I have is they say it's $5 million to finish it, but really is that the amount? The original intertie book cost, what, $40, $50 million? Now we're up over $104 million? All grant money, debt and granted. But we're going to, our ratepayers in Wrangell are going to subsidize that line to finish that line, and they're going to sell bonds for that. So out of our ratepayer money, we're going to pay for that.
He also disagreed with the representation of Wrangell on the administration board. As part of the plan, Ketchikan would have 60% of the vote. Christian says the plan should have been straightforward from the beginning.
And once we get in SEPA, I think we're inequitable in representation, and I see more debt, and our ratepayers will have to pay it, and we've already paid millions of dollars on the divestiture. And I think it comes back to the bottom line that they should have came to the Assemblies or Council and asked a simple question. Are you in favor of divestiture? I believe they offered $38 million and from the get-go. Should have said, are you guys willing to go down the way instead of coming at the end here saying this is it, accepted or rejected?
Jeremy Maxson thought differently. He says Wrangell missed the boat the first time around.
Out of the chute, if we were going to divest, I think that there should have been a huge effort to make this, as former Mayor Sims said, part of the agenda, and that wasn't made part of the agenda. And now, you know, we're going to kind of hold these other communities hostage to get what we want, and it's exactly that kind of politicking that we want to make sure doesn't happen when we come to the table to try and divest, and I'm afraid that's what's going to happen.
Maxson says that he didn't think the plan would put the city in jeopardy.
This is overall inadequate deal for the time being, and I think that it doesn't stop us to look at future divestiture, which is what we need to do. I think we need to be clear about that, and everybody, because we owe it, I think I've said it before, we owe it to people in this community who have had the expectation that divestiture was the end product of this deal.
James Stowe says Maxson made some good points but was concerned about the contract.
I just can't bring myself to sign a document that I'm not comfortable with, and we don't have something written in there that at least would address my concerns in the future.
Stowe says all of the communities should have met face-to-face on the plan. He says he didn't want to feel like Wrangell was holding anybody hostage.
Where was our time that we could sit and negotiate to say, to face-to-face, to say, hey, he's not, you know, I mean, our council should have done this, not our lawyers. You know, I mean, we're the ones taking the brunt here. We're the ones that got to make the decision.
Warren Edgley thought the plan would hinder the city's economic development. He offered an alternative to the plan.
I believe that our economic immediate future is going to take place down in the Bradfield. It's going to require access to that corridor that's in the Congress Land Management Plan. I believe that we can build a road and a power line to the border for the same money that it would cost us to build a transmission line.
Ultimately, the Assembly voted against the plan 4-3, with Christian, Edgley, Stowe, and Wilma Stokes voting no. Mayor Don McConaughey expressed his disappointment with the Assembly's decision.
This Assembly has probably not done any favors to the Four Dam Pool, Southeast Alaska, or our neighboring communities. Each and every other community within the Four Dam Pool has voted in favor of doing this. We are the only community not to. I think it's probably a very, very sad day for them.
If they had voted to divest, the next move would have been decided that night. It dealt with filing for a motion to intervene on the FERC license transfer between the Four Dam Pool Power Agency and the Southeast Alaska Power Agency concerning the Lake Taihi project. The item was rightfully taken off of the agenda. Wrangell's next move remains in limbo for now. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.